What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, I want to welcome you here. This is a podcast all about Minecraft updates, whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game or they're updates that we're just making up on our own just for fun. Either way, if either of those things are interesting to you at all, you are in the right place. If you find yourself enjoying the podcast, make sure to subscribe to it wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you find yourself really enjoying it, maybe you could drop a review and maybe you can share it with a friend who also might be interested in the things that we have to say here on Dig Straight Down. That would be perfect. Let's spread the word and get more people listening. All right, guys, let's get into the Q&A segment. This is the segment in which I like to turn the spotlight on you guys, the listeners. And I like to feature your ideas and creativity on all things Minecraft, because really that is kind of the heart and soul of this podcast. We talk about a lot of things, but I really like for it to be based on your thoughts on Minecraft. So a few episodes ago, I asked you guys, what do you think the next major update will be? There's a lot of ideas out there, but one idea obviously rises to the top. Silas says the end update or a new dimension. Obviously, very, very popular idea. The end update has been something that we've been waiting for a very long time. And in fact, in Wednesday episodes, I have been formulating my own end update, as if I were hypothetically working for Mojang and coming up with my own pitch. But yeah, a new dimension as well seems to be on the horizon at some point, because we have that portal frame in the ancient city. We don't know what that's going to do, but we can safely assume that it's going to be a portal of some kind. And we'll just have to wait and see on that. Kraken says it's got to be an Ender update. And that, again, a very, very popular idea. Leo says a sky update. It is really barren and something that Minecraft really needs. And I would like for this as well. I think the sky has a lot of potential to have a really, really cool update. Lots of really cool things could happen with the sky, and also maybe even tie the moon into that as well as another place to go. We had that in a April Fool's update maybe a couple of years ago. I thought it was really, really amazing. It was sort of like a semi-new dimension, but the moon has been something that I've wanted to see being a place to go in Minecraft for a long time. So I would like to see this come in a sky update. James says, if I'm right about possible hints that are dropped through the new discs and painting, perhaps a horror update. Well, I would be curious to see what hints you're referring to. I don't think a horror update is likely to come to Minecraft simply because of the nature of the game. It's targeted to young children, and I don't think that they want to really, you know, do something to intentionally scare children. Now, I know we do have horror elements in the game. There are things that give me jump scares all the time in Minecraft. And then, of course, we have the Warden. So there are scary things in the game, but an actual horror update might be taking it a little too far. Micaiah says the end update plus the chair. Okay, the chair has been something that I've been wanting to see come to Minecraft for a long time. It is really silly that we have a bed, but we can't sit down. Like, it just doesn't make sense that we can't have something to sit down on. And this could be just decorative. It doesn't have to have a function other than, hey, here's a place to perch your player just, you know, to interact with the build that you created. If you have a living room you want to sit down, or a dining room table that you want to sit down at and eat your food with your friends, just have a chair that we can sit in. That just makes complete sense. There's no reason why we shouldn't have a chair in Minecraft. Energy Turtle says the end update, I hope. And Z Living is Learning says the end is boring. It needs a cooler biome. Well, if you stay tuned on this episode, I will get into a new biome for the end. Drevins says, I think the next Minecraft update should be the end update. Minecraft has already made one new end biome in the form of Minecraft Dungeons and Wilds. Yeah, so I would be curious to see how much of the Dungeons version of the end will have an effect on the vanilla game version of the end. We'll have to wait and see on that. And finally, Torben has a new original idea. Traps and Treasures adds on to Tricky Trials, adding massive new dungeons with new unique loot and new weapons, plus several new bosses, all these dungeons can be augmented by ominous events. It sounds like Tricky Trials Part 2 a little bit, but I think that it would be kind of cool to see. Well, thank you so much, guys, for these opinions and ideas. If you would like yours read out in a future episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there. And you can also do that on the Discord. The link is in the description of this episode. I have a whole channel dedicated to the Q&A segment. It's also a great place to chat with other people who listen to this podcast about all things Minecraft, Minecraft update ideas, and even the One Block Challenge. The One Block Challenge is a weekly challenge that I do here on the podcast where I give you guys a theme and challenge you to come up with an idea for a single block to add to Minecraft around this theme. The current theme for this week's challenge is the day-night cycle of Minecraft. All the details for this are in the description of this episode if you need a refresher. And guess what, guys? Today is the final day you can send me your idea for this challenge. So get me those ideas in, and in tomorrow's episode, I will announce the next theme for next week's challenge. Well, guys, let's get into the main discussion. So in the previous Wednesday episode, I went over how I would update the Central End Island and that dragon battle experience. Things like changing the way the obsidian towers generate, changing the way the landscape kind of generates, adding new blocks to the area, as well as a new system of rails that I thought was a pretty cool idea, the end rail system, which basically has a rail that you can use to teleport minecarts to other end rails. This would obviously be something that you could craft and use in your base in whatever dimension you're in. But it would essentially be a way to really give a update to the rail system and make it a competent way of getting around the world. So we're going to get into the first new biome that I'm introducing in this end update. And this is not going to be in depth. I'm going to save some more discussion about this new biome for future episodes, but we're going to start here with the Flow Lakes. Now, the first thing to note about these new biomes that I'm going to be introducing in this hypothetical end update is that each biome will take up a whole island. So there will be one biome per end island. So that's what you can think about it. There's not going to be an island that has two biomes on it. It's just going to be one island, one biome, just to keep it simple. If Mojang does this in the future end update, I don't know what they'll do. We'll have to wait and see. But just for the sake of my hypothetical update, I'm just keeping it simple by restraining each island to having its own biome. All right, so guys, let's get into it. So imagine you've just defeated the dragon and you've opened up the first end gate. You travel through the end gate from the central island and you find yourself in a new place. This is the Flow Lakes biome. Now, this island biome occurs in the lower layer of islands. Now, remember, there are two layers of islands now in this update. And the Flow Lakes islands are medium in size. They're not small, but they're not very big. They're just sort of in that sweet range of, you know, it's just right for a lake. The first thing you'll notice as you look around this island is the large body of liquid, dark purple liquid, making up the majority of the surface of this island. And then there's the sandy shore around the edge of the island. There's also some sparse vegetation growing around, and the place feels very open and peaceful. That's kind of the atmosphere of this island. It's very airy, very open, and peaceful. That's kind of the feeling I'm trying to go for. All right, and the edges of this island, so like the shores of this island, are made primarily out of two new blocks. Silicate dust, we talked about that in the last episode. This is a pale yellow block with a gritty texture. You can almost think of it as the end's version of sand. And then a new block called Tahkir. This is a lighter brown block with a flaky, dry texture. Tahkir actually happens in the real world as well. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's like a muddy, like a clay mud that has dried out and become very brittle and flaky. Both of these blocks are mined with a shovel. Endstone is also very common throughout the island and throughout all of the islands in the end. And underneath the surface, you'll also find blocks like plinthite and ironstone. We talked about these again in the last episode. Plinthite is a reddish golden block found under the surface among the endstone. It can be mined with a shovel. And ironstone is a dark red stone block that has a high blast resistance. It can be mined with a pickaxe. Now, that's just sort of the lay of the land. Then we come to the lake itself. Now, the lake in the Flow Lakes, it contains no water, but has a new liquid called Flow. Flow is the Inn's version of water. It's a dark purple, and it can be collected in buckets. If you touch Flow, it will deal immediate drowning damage, no matter if you're submerged in it or not. If you touch it, you immediately start drowning. So use this for various things. You could use this for mob farms. You could use this to in PvP situations, but it is a very dangerous thing. You do not want to touch Flow unless you have water breathing potions on hand. That'll keep you from drowning. Around the edges of this lake, there's this lichen-ish kind of growth called Flow Bloom. It grows near the Flow liquid, and it can be harvested with a hoe. It is purple in color. So this is a new kind of vegetation that you can collect and grow no matter what dimension you're in, just as a decorative block. Ender Squid is a new mob. We'll talk about it more in a future episode, but Ender Squid are a small aquatic mob that live in the Flow Lakes, and they become phantoms upon reaching adulthood. So you can think of Ender Squid as being baby phantoms. And also, as a into this, Enderlings, which are formerly known as Endermen, will not teleport away from Flow. So this is the only liquid that the Enderlings are okay with. You know that you know how they teleport away from water, but that they will not teleport away from Flow. So that's kind of the basic overview of this new biome. In the future episodes, we'll spend some more time in the biome here. We'll talk about the plant life that grows here. We'll talk about the mobs that you can find here. We'll also talk about some of the loot that can be found on this island. But for now, that is the general overview of this new biome, and that'll bring us to the end of this episode. So send me your questions, your comments, and ideas to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I have been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.